Commit to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I know you're very busy over the weekend, but we would appreciate it if you could help us out. Oh. Well, thank you very much. I'll try someone else.
Hi there.
Oh, Ward, am I glad you're home. Maybe you'll have better luck than I'm having. I've called all over town, but everyone's too busy.
What's the matter?
Oh, we've had a minor household tragedy. The weekend's coming up and the television set's broken down.
What's wrong with it?
Well, I don't know the technical term, but as Wally says, the tube goofed out. Wally, you're dripping.
Oh. Well, I guess it won't be the end of the world, will it, if they can't watch television over the weekend?
I don't know. They informed me that the paper says the rain's going to keep up, and they've seen the movie downtown. Well, they came downstairs twice already to tell me there's nothing to do.
Well, maybe telling us that will keep them busy for a couple of days. Hi, fellas.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Well, Wally, doing your homework on Friday?
No, Dad. I'm writing a letter to the president.
The president? What do you have to say to him?
Well, nothing. But I figure if he writes me back, I can sell the letter.
Beaver, what are you doing?
Well, I got nothing to do, so I'm doing it lying down.
Oh, Dad, did Mom tell you she can't get the TV fixed?
Yeah. We're going to have to spend the whole weekend with nothing to do.
Oh, come on now, fellas. I'm sure you can find something to do. For instance, why don't you just sit in your room and read a book?
Gee, Dad, why are you punishing us? We haven't done anything wrong.
Yeah, Dad, they make us read books in school.
Look, fellas, you have the wrong idea about reading. I'm talking about just picking up a book and reading it for the sheer fun of reading it. I'll tell you what. Tonight after supper, you let me pick out a book for you, and you read it together over the weekend. I'll bet you get a kick out of it.
Well, I guess if it's got pictures in it, we could look at it till the rain stops.
Okay. Now you better get washed up.
Hey, Dad. Hey, Dad. Do you think if I sent the letter airmail, the president would think it was important?
Why don't you just mark it personal?
Find a book yet for the boys?
Oh, I was just looking through some of my old books to find one they'd both be interested in.
The Boy Allies at the Battle of Jutland. Who are the Boy Allies?
Well, they were a couple of young fellows who won the First World War.
Lorna Doone. Oh, Ward, I read this book so many times. I used to pretend I was the girl in the story.
Never thought they'd name a cookie after you, did you?
You know, Ward, it's really a shame the boys can't get the same fun and adventure out of reading that we did.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's one that just might do it. The Adventures of Tom Sawyer.
Oh, I saw that in the movies years ago, but I don't remember too much about the story.
Well, dear, it's an all-time classic for boys.
Yeah, this is it. I'm going to take this up to him.
10, 9, 8.
Well, what are you guys up to now?
I don't know what they call it, Dad, but we once saw some Russians do it on television.
Well, hey, I think I found a great book for you. Just the right one. The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. I was practically brought up on this book.
Oh, yeah, that's about a kid. I once wrote a book report on it.
Oh, you read the book, Wally?
No, I just wrote a book report on it.
What kind of a kid was he, Dad?
Oh, he was a real boy. He had some great adventures.
Really? How many people does he kill?
He doesn't kill anybody.
Then what happens? What are his adventures?
Well, let's see. He goes into a cave and he camps on an island. And he gets chased by an Indian, Injun Joe.
One Indian?
Of course, just one Indian.
Well, I never saw a television show just had one Indian.
I think you'll find that Tom was a real boy.
Matter of fact, a lot of the things he does in this book are things that I did when I was his age. I just wish you kids could have as much fun out of life. You go ahead. Give the book a try. Read it together.
Wally, are there any pictures in there?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of them. Hey, look. Here's one of Tom standing on his head in front of a girl.
Yeah. Dad said he used to do a lot of stuff like the kid in the book. I wonder if he ever stood on his head in front of Mom.
I don't know. I never seen him.
Me neither.
Well, I guess after he married her, he didn't have to do it anymore.
Well, I gave him Tom Sawyer. I hope they have as much fun out of it as I did.
I hope so, too.
You know, when I was Wally's age, I read every book I could get my hands on. I used to use my mother's library card so I could take out twice as many.
Times have certainly changed.
Yeah.
Why do you suppose you read so much?
I don't know. Maybe it was because nobody ever told me I had to.
Tom said, I dare you to step over that. And I'll lick you till you can't stand up. Anyone that'll take a dare will steal sheep.
Hot dog, they're gonna have a fight.
The new boy stepped over promptly and said, now you said you'd do it. Now let's see you do it. Don't crowd me now, you better look out.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Do you boys realize that it's almost 1 o'clock in the morning?
Well, gee, Mom, we were just reading the book Dad told us to read.
Yes, that's fine. Well, now, you just put this away and get some sleep.
Okay, Mom.
Now, I don't want to hear another sound out of you two. Good night.
Good night, Mom.
Good night.
Good night, Mom.
Gee, I wish you hadn't taken the book. I wanted to see who won the fight.
Well, I'll bet you Tom Sawyer wins it.
Yeah? How come?
Because he's got his name on the cover. That's the way it usually works.
Yeah. I guess it's like wired up on television. If he was going to lose, they'd call it something else.
What are you up to?
Oh, now that the rain stopped, I thought I'd paint those garage doors. Been trying to get at them for weeks.
Oh, good. Painting the rest of the garage last month made the doors look shabby.
Well, now I'll paint the doors and the rest of it will look shabby. What is what?
Oh, they finished breakfast, went right back up to their room with Tom Sawyer.
They did, huh? Well, you know, I'm not surprised. I don't believe any boy could put that book down once he'd started it.
Just the same, I think I'm going to go back up to their room a little while and tell them to get some fresh air.
All right. I'll be out making our garage a thing of beauty.
This is where Tom and his pal are in the cemetery at night.
Oh, boy.
Then Tom whispered, say, Hucky, do you reckon Horse Williams hears us talking? Of course he does. At least his spirit does. Tom, after a pause. I wish I'd said Mr. Williams. I never meant any harm. Everybody calls him Horse. A body can't be too particular about how they talk about these here dead people, Tom.
Boy, this is better than the Mummy's Curse on television.
Well, you boys still reading Tom Sawyer?
Well, he's mostly reading it. There's a lot of words in there I haven't had yet. A lot of others that my teacher said I shouldn't even use.
Well, I think that's fine, you're reading like this, but, well, I think you better go outside and play a little bit.
Gee, Mom, we were just getting to the good part.
Yeah, he's already had a fight and ditched school. Now he's in the graveyard with a dead cat.
Oh, that's in Tom Sawyer?
Sure, Mom.
Oh. Well, why don't you go out and play now and then get back to the book later?
Well, okay, Mom.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, fellas.
Hey, Dad, how come you got the doors in here?
Oh, well, the paper says it may rain. If it does, they'll dry better in here.
What you stirring up the paint for, Dad?
Because the pigment settles to the bottom.
Oh. Dad, when you were a kid, did you really do the stuff that Tom Sawyer did?
Oh, sure, a lot of the things.
Well, would it be all right if we did some of those things?
Oh, I guess so. Like, what, for instance?
Well, see you, Tom, Wally.
Ward, telephone, it's Fred Rutherford.
All right, dear.
Down at the paint store, they got a machine that shakes up the paint. Looks just like making them malted.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
Well, I like to watch that jiggle machine. I figure someday the top's going to fly off the can. And then, oh, boy.
Yeah, I guess if you watch it long enough, that might happen.
Yeah. All right, Fred. Give me half an hour to get dressed. Well, I better go put that paint away.
Going out?
Yeah, I'm not going to get to the doors after all. There's a meeting at the club, and Fred thinks it's very important that I be there.
What's the meeting for?
Well, it seems there are two factions. One of them wants to bar women from the golf course and the dining room, except on Tuesdays.
Oh. Which side are you on?
It's a secret ballot, dear.
Hey, what's this stuff?
Well, that's turpentine.
What's it for?
They use it to thin out paint.
Why don't they make paint there in the first place?
Well, then nobody'd buy turpentine.
Oh.
Let me get there, Wally.
Oh. Hey, Dad, can we watch you paint for a while?
I'm afraid I'm not going to be doing any painting today after all. I have to go to a meeting.
Gee, Dad, me and Wally could paint for you, couldn't we, Wally?
Well, yeah, I guess we could.
I don't know, guys. That's a pretty big job.
But gee whiz, in the book they let Tom Sawyer paint.
Yeah, and he didn't even have no father.
Any father?
In the book it said no father. Please, Dad.
Well, I guess you could handle it all right if you're careful. Watch those panes of glass, though, huh?
Oh, sure, Dad. We'll be real careful.
Yeah, we'll do a real neat job.
Okay. And if you spill any paint, be sure and wipe it up with a rag before it dries. Good luck. Well, dear, you're going to get your garage doors painted after all. The boys are going to do it for me.
Oh. Well, dear, don't you think they're a little young to do such a big job?
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, they had me on the spot. They quoted Tom Sawyer to me.
I don't know if you should have made Tom Sawyer such a hero to them. You read this book lately?
Well, no, why?
Dear, Tom Sawyer smoked and cursed and lied and he played hooky. Well, he even ran away from home.
Well, I don't think they're going to take the book literally.
Certainly hope not.
You know, I'm getting kind of tired.
Me too. I wish some guys would drop by accidental and do the painting for us.
I told you, B, that only happens in Tom Sawyer.
Yeah.
You don't waste all that paint.
Okay.
Now you better get another rag to wipe your hands off with.
Okay.
Hello? Oh, hello, Ward. You still at the club?
Yeah, the meeting's still going on, so don't expect me home for lunch. Huh? Oh. Well, so far, the women retain possession of the dining room and the golf course. How are the boys doing?
Well, I don't know. So far, they've come in three times for rags. Huh?
I said that's a good sign. They must be doing a neat job.
Well, I hope so. Dear, you stay out of the arguments down there. Let Fred Rutherford do the talking. Anyone's going to make a fool of themselves, let him do it. All right, dear. Bye.
Why did we ask Dad to let us paint the doors?
Because you said we'd have fun painting, that's why.
Oh. We're not having fun, are we?
Heck no.
I didn't think so.
Hey, Cleaver. Hey, Cleaver, is that you in there?
Hiya, Lumpy.
Hi, Wally.
Hey, Lumpy, I thought your dad took your bike away from you on account of your flunked physical ed.
He did, but he's in a meeting today. I came over to see if you're going to the movies this afternoon.
Nah, we can't. Gotta paint these garage doors.
Oh, your father's making you do it, huh?
No, he's not making us do it.
Then why are you doing it?
Because we're having fun.
Yeah. Mumpy, you like to try it?
Why?
So you can have fun, too.
That's no fun.
How do you know if you haven't tried it?
I've pinned it lots of times. Man, it's nothing. You guys are goofy. Peyton.
Boys, lunch is ready.
Okay, Mom. Hey, babe, don't carry that thing around with you. Put it down someplace where it won't dry out.
Okay.
Thanks for the lunch, Mom.
Either of you want another sandwich?
No. They all kind of taste like paint.
Yeah, mine too.
Well, when you were upstairs, you should have washed your hands better.
We must have washed them real good, because now our sink's all green.
Well, we better get back to work.
Okay.
Hey, Mom, can I have some more rags?
Help yourself, but Wally, please don't make any more mess.
Gee, Mom, that's what we're getting the rags for.
Hi, Larry.
Hiya, Beaver. Boy, somebody really messed up your garage.
Nobody messed it up. Me and Wally are painting it.
Oh.
Oh, hi, Larry.
Hi, Wally.
Here you go, Beef.
Thanks.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, Larry.
What?
Hey, Larry, would you like to have some fun?
Sure. I always want to have some fun.
Okay. You can paint for a while.
Huh? Yeah, the most fun we ever had.
Then how come you want me to do it if you're having so much fun?
Well, because you're Beaver's pal, Larry.
Yeah, because you're my pal. Go ahead and try it.
I don't like it.
Wally, how come it's not working like it did in the book?
Well, I told you it wouldn't, Beef. Come on, let's get this thing finished.
More rags?
Yeah, Mom, more rags.
What kind of a mess did you boys make this time?
Well, Beaver kind of painted the window by mistake. Hey, Mom, as long as I'm in here, could I have some milk?
I guess so. Wally, don't sit on anything.
Hi, Beaver, what you doing?
Oh, hi, Benji.
Well, I'm painting the garage. I've been watching you. It looks like fun. Hey, Benji, you think you could do it? Sure, I do. I paint with my fingers in kindergarten. Well, okay. But do it neat. This is green paint, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, Benji. Let me show you.
Hey, Beav, I got the rags. Oh, hi, Benji. Here, you take this one.
Thanks.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Darn, stuff's dry. It won't come off. Where's the turpentine? Benji, what did you do that for?
I want to see what I would look like if I was green.
Oh, Beaver, what did you let him near the paint for?
I wanted to be like Tom Sawyer.
Benji! Benji!
Oh, it's his mother.
Maybe we can hide him someplace.
Nah, it's too late.
Wally, have you seen...
Benji! You're covered in paint.
I know. Beaver told me to do it.
You boys did a thing like this to Benji? Oh,
gee, no, Mrs. Bellamy. He did it to himself.
He wanted to see how he'd look green. I don't think he looks very good.
I think this is just absolutely disgraceful. He's only a little baby, and you boys ought to be ashamed of yourself. Oh, I've never
Benji!
Mrs. Bellamy, what happened?
I don't know. I just came over here and found Benji all covered with paint.
Well, gee, Mom, it wasn't our fault. People was going to let Benji paint, and all of a sudden he started pouring it all over himself.
Well, here, give me a rag and let me try to clean him up.
Oh, never mind. I'll just take him along home. This is disgraceful.
Bye-bye, Beaver. Come over tomorrow and play some more.
Bye, Benji. Oh, come along, Benji.
I'm so sorry, Mrs. Bellamy.
Well, I guess we better finish these doors, huh?
Oh, no, Wally. You stop right where you are. Now, you can just clean this mess up and yourselves, and then you go up to your room and wait until your father gets here.
You know something, Beaver?
What?
I wish Dad was brought up on another book.
Yes. Well, thank you very much for understanding, Mrs. Bellamy. Bye.
Did Benji's mother understand?
Yes, she says she understands, but I don't think she understands.
Dear, I think you should go up and talk to the boys.
Well, June, you know, really, this wasn't their fault. It was an accident.
Oh, I know, dear, but when you told them what a great book Tom Sawyer was, and well, you see, if they start copying some of the other things in that book, I'm afraid we're going to have a lot more in our hands than just a paint-covered Benji.
Yeah, well, I know, but this really kind of puts me on a spot. You know, after the way I built the book up.
Oh, dear, go ahead and get it over with. They've had their baths already.
Well, all right. I just hope I can do it without ruining Tom Sawyer for them.
Boy, this sure is tough stuff to get off.
Yeah. Wally, look at my ear and see if there's any paint in there.
Yeah, there's still a little in there.
Hey, Wally, I can't get it out. What if the school nurse looks in my ears and sees it's green?
I'll leave it there. Maybe she'll think it's some sort of disease and send you home.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Sorry we messed up Benji, but it was really an accident.
Oh, I know that, fellas. As a matter of fact, it was sort of my fault for building up Tom Sawyer to you, the way I did. Only thing is, your mother, she seems to think you might try to copy some of Tom's other exploits, like smoking or ditching school.
Gosh, this morning, Tom Sawyer was such a good book. Now, all of a sudden, it isn't so good.
Oh, no, Beaver. Tom Sawyer will always be a great book. It's just that you fellows can't take the things Tom did and try to do them today.
Heck no, Dad. You try to do any of that stuff, and we'd say you were some sort of a delinquent.
Well, actually, those things were just part of growing up in Tom's days. There was nothing malicious or deliberate in anything he did. But, well, times have changed. It's a more complicated world. And if a fella tried to do those things today, he'd be judged in a different light. You understand, Wally?
Yeah, Dad. I guess I do.
How about you, Beaver?
Yeah, Dad. It was a lot easier being a kid in those days.
Well, Beaver, let's just say it's a lot harder to be a kid these days. Well, you guys better get dressed for supper.
Okay, Dad.
Wally, what kind of disease would I have with green ears?
Well, here goes old Tom Sawyer back up on the shelf.
Yes. Might have been better if old Tom had stayed on the shelf.
Oh, no, dear. Well, I won't say a book hasn't thrown a boy now and again, but he gets a lot of good things from a book like this. Imagination, ideas, and, well, insight into people. Now, it's just something you sort of have to take a chance on.
Even if it means a green Benji once in a while?
Yeah, even if it means a green Benji.